بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى جل جلاله وأمن نواله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله السيد الحبيب المصطفى المجتبى صلاة تطيب بها القلوب وتكشف بها الغموم وتغفر بها الذنوب صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم جمع الثقلين ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أعظم النكاح بركة أيسره مؤونة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تزوجوا الولود الولود فإني مكاثر بكم الأمم يوم القيامة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغض للبصر وأحسن للفرج ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم فإنه له وجاء وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال فمن لم يعمل بسنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم سبحانك لا فهم لنا إلا ما فهمتنا إنك أنت الجواد الكريم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Learned scholars, respected elders, youngsters, my dear friends, guests from far and wide, mothers and sisters, and the bride listening at home and on alternative devices and means, first of all, I greet you all with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear friends, alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that we have congregated on a very blessed day, on a very blessed time, and in one of the most beloved place in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. We have gathered in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are gardens from paradise. We have gathered to celebrate the nikah ceremony of Lina and Ibrahim Adnan. Nikah ceremony, my dear respected friends, is a very special occasion for the boy and the girl who are getting married. It is a very special occasion for both sides of the families. It is a sad occasion, and it is also a happy occasion. First of all, from the bottom of our hearts, we will give the dua to this new union, that may Allah Rabbul Alameen fill their hearts with khair, barakat, love, mawaddat and muhabbat. And may Allah Rabbul Alameen make this nikah a means of becoming close to both. to their creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also may Allah Rabbul Alameen make this nikah a means of pious and healthy offspring. Ameen. First of all, I would like to congratulate Lina, and then further I would like to congratulate Lina's grandmother Maimuna Ben and Lina's aunties Hafsa Appa, Maryam, Sabina and Safiya, and Lina's uncle Imran Bhai and his Mrs. Bilkish Ben, mashallah, who have been very, very supportive to the family. I would also like to congratulate on this happy occasion Lina's Nana Ibrahim Bhai and Yusuf Bhai. They will be here somewhere in the gathering. Where are they? Mashallah. And I would also like to not forget the younger brother of Lina, Muhammad Rayyan. Is he here somewhere? Where is he? He will come forward. Further, I would like to congratulate Ibrahim Adnan, his grandfather, Haji Ibrahim uncle, and his father, Abdul Aziz Patel, his uncle, Ashraf Bhai, and all the Munshi family, and all the Haji Ibrahim uncle's family, both sides of the families. We give you Mubarak Badi on behalf of our masjid, on behalf of myself, on behalf of Maulana Makhdumun al-Mukarram, Maulana Qasim Sahab, and Zakaria Masjid, Madrasa, committees and trustees, on behalf of all the rest of the gathering. And as I mentioned earlier on, the nikah is also a sad occasion. Because today, my dear respected elders and youngsters, if you look around amongst us, there will be many other people that would have attended in this gathering. But because they have reached in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we remember at this time Lina's great-grandmother, Marhum Hajiani Bibi Masih, she only passed away 10 days ago. We also remember her great-granddad, Haji Ahmad Bhai Munshi. And we also remember her Nana, Marhum Yunus Bhai Munshi. And at the same time, we remember Ibrahim Adnan's great-grandma, who passed away a good few years ago. And we make dua that Allah Rabbul Alameen fill their grave with noor. Allah Rabbul Alameen give them Jannatul Firdaus maqam in akhirat. Allah Rabbul Alameen tahadde nazan unki kabar ko kushada farmawe. Unki rooh ko anbiya siddiqin aur shuhada aur salihin ke saath rafaqat naseeb farmaye. Jannat ki ne'maton se aur Allah ki khushnudi se Allah unko razi kar de. And we ask the malaika today who are present here, that when they go up and take this nek amal today to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pass our message on to those, all our marhumins, and especially the marhumins of our bride and groom, give them the message when they ask you that Fula ibn Fula, your great-great-grandson and great-great-granddaughter are getting married, and they have made dua for your maghfirat today and for your high rank in Jannah. We make dua that the malaika pass our message to them, and may Allah Rabbul Alameen make their ruh khush in the akhirat. Ameen. And one very important thing I would like to mention on this occasion as well, my dear respected friends. I have been seeing this for quite a few times. When Haji Marhum Yunus Bhai passed away, and it is a very important thing to mention, all his friends, from Anwar Bhai Sannar to Babu Mama Karkun to Iqbal Bhai Raghupurawala to Samad Bhai Master, Abdul Samad Bhai Master, to Yunus Bhai Gajra, Firoz Bhai is a so-called, in the terms that Babuma, what do you call it, Tori? They call it their Tori, their small get-together thing. MashaAllah, they have kept the bond even more stronger than the person who's passed away with the family. They have maintained the relationship. They have been going to the house frequently to visit their great-great-grandma. So they don't feel that their son has passed away. And this is what Islam teaches us, my dear respected elder. These are the values of Islam. I recall a hadith from Sahih Muslim. That once Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was traveling to Makkah Mukarramah, and he met a Bedouin on his way. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was with companions, he got off his donkey and he called the Bedouin. He gave him his donkey and he took his turban off his head in the heat of the Arabia. And he gave the turban to the Bedouin. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah ibn Umar, that why did you have to give him all these things, so many things? This is your donkey, which is your favorite, and you always look after it. Why did you have to give him so much? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said to the companions that this Bedouin's father was the close friend of my father Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So my dear respected elders and youngsters, we should learn from this. We should maintain the relationship. We should keep the close ties to the deceased family. And my dear respected elders and youngsters, reviving the sunnah of the nikah in today's cultural climate, at the earliest intervention, at the earliest possibility, is a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that when a person gets married, he has completed half of his deen. And in another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that when a person gets married, he has completed half of his faith. And you fear the other half with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the sins that prevent us getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person, he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets a sin, and this sin leads to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased. And this is what the shaitan is trying to do with us. Nikah is a very important element of our deen. It's an act of worship. Why? Because when a person gets married, he is not only following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fankihu, but he is also following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, an-nikahu min sunnati. Nikah is from amongst my sunnah. Nikah is my way. And by doing nikah, a person is just not practicing on the sunnah, but nikah is something that brings two people together. And this was the practice and the habit of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa taslimat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to one narration, he got married 11 times. And every single time there was a link with the tribe. And it was the Islam of that tribe which was wished by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So nikah is a great source of unity, my dear respected friends and elders. And one of the most profound thing in the nikah, and one of the most profound thing in the deen, is the nikah khutbah, which will be recited in few moments. It is the same Arabic khutbah, the same three verses, which were recited more than 1400 years ago when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got his daughters married. And there is a key message in here. And the key message is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us our responsibility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our responsibility with other human beings. Huququl ibad and huququllah. And that is a key ingredient in these three verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the word taqwa four times. And this is the key ingredient for a successful marriage. Allah Rabbul Alameen is telling the boy and the girl to hold on to taqwa in your marital life. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions what is taqwa. Taqwa, piety is an yuta'a fala yu'sa, that you obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You pray the farz namaz, you pray your wajib namaz, you pray your nawafil, you practice upon halal and haram, halal provisions, amar and nawahi ke upar, you practice on that. And you make sure you're fulfilling the rights of your wife, you're fulfilling the rights of your husband. And secondly, my dear respected elders and youngsters, this is the key ingredient of a successful marriage. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the second thing he said is, an yuskara fala yunsa. That whatever you do in your worldly life, whatever action you do, do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remember Him. Wa an yuskara fala yakfur. The third thing, that Allah Rabbul Alameen in your married life will give you many, many ni'mats and bounties. And you should make shukr of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will go through thick and thin together in your life, but you do not show ungratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You always show gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَسْتَفَادَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بَعْدَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ خَيْرًا لَهُ مِنْ إِمْرَأَةٍ صَالِحًا. After the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best thing that a person can have is a pious woman. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also described who is a pious woman. In nadara ilayha sarratu. When the husband looks at the wife, he becomes happy, he feels the warmth in her. He wants to go closer to her, which is explained in hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in nadara ilayha sarratu. وَإِنْ أَمَرَهَا أَتَاعَتْهُ. And if the husband asks the wife to do anything, she fulfills it out of love. وَإِنْ أَقْسَمَهَا أَبَرَّتْهُ. And if the husband has taken an oath on something, then she won't let him break the oath, she won't let him break the qasam. وَإِنْ غَابَ عَلَيْهَا حَفِزَتْهُ فِي نَفْسِهَا وَمَالِهِ. And if the husband is away from the home, he's gone on workplace, or he's gone on holiday, or he's gone in jamaat, or he's away on his studies, then the wife will be dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She will pray her salah, she will look after the children, and she will look after the wealth of the husband. Ibrahim Adnan, by the way, you nervous? No? Let me just tell you something. Whatever you have got is hers, and whatever she has got is hers as well. Yeah? So just to let you know in advance, because the boy that was contemplating whether to continue with his studies or not. So somebody told him that marriage is an institute where the boy loses his bachelor's and wife gets the master's. The other lad was going to the marriage workshop. And somebody said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the marriage workshop. He said, you don't need to go to the marriage workshop. Marriage workshop is where the husband works and wife shops. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will put plenty of khair and barakah. And the objective, my dear respected friends, of getting married is litaskunu ilayha. Allah Rabbul Alameen, in the 30th surah of the Quran in Surah Rum, Allah Rabbul Alameen has sent down a full ruku. And in that full ruku, Allah Rabbul Alameen has mentioned 13 signs of Allah Rabbul Alameen's Qudrat and power. And out of those 13 signs, there is one verse where Allah Rabbul Alameen mentions, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. That it is from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has created from you your spouse. He has created from you your husband. He has created from you your wife. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was alone in Jannah, there was something missing in his life. And when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam went to sleep, Allah Rabbul Alameen created Hawa alayhi salam from his left rib. Allah Rabbul Alameen created her, Allah Rabbul Alameen beautified her, Allah Rabbul Alameen adorned her, and when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam woke up, he was informed that Hawa alayhi salam is his wife. Why? What was missing? Litaskunu ilayha. Allah Rabbul Alameen knows the human needs. So you find peace and tranquility and solace within your partner. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah Rabbul Alameen is the one who has placed the love and compassionate and muhabbat and mawaddat between the husband and wife's hearts. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected elders and youngsters, we make dua that Allah Rabbul Alameen put plenty of khair and barakah in this nikah. Sometimes, my dear friends, when the children get married, and when this new union happens, they don't really know each other. Because in today's cultural climate, we see that the boy and the girl, before they get fixed up, before they get engaged, they meet each other, they go to the coffee shop, they have few meetings. If they like each other, they will go and meet up again few times. And when they like each other, they talk to the parents, and both parents talk to each other's parents, and then they fix the mangni, and then the parents start making the call that we have fixed my son up, we have fixed my daughter up. Is that right? Yeah, am I right? Yeah. But my dear respected elders, and sometimes when you do the engagement after that, it doesn't mean anything. Because the engagement is done when you fix, when you've made that first phone call to your relatives, that humne hamare bachche ka rishta tay kiya hai, wo ho gaya engagement. Inna azman nikahi barakatan aisaruha mauna. The nikah in which the less expenses are spent is more with the barakah and the blessing. But the halal relationship, it only happens after the nikah and after the marriage. Because before the nikah, the halal relationship is not there. They don't kiss each other. They don't hug each other. The kissing and the hugging and the intimate relationship will only happen after the nikah. The halal relationship starts from there. And marriage entrails two different persons coming together. Now we have got two different persons coming together. Their preferences are different. Their choices are different. Their hobbies are different. Their habits are different. Their upbringing is different. The intellect is different. Now what do we do in this situation? What do we do in this situation? The boy and the girl has to work hard together in this situation and create an environment of love and compassionate and muhabbat. And they have to get rid of the toxic environment from their marriage and from their life. They have to tolerate each other. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had his ups and downs with Ummahatul Mu'mineen. And it is all very well documented in the hadith. How he used to behave when he has his ups and how he behaved when he had his downs. So, my dear respected children, you have to maintain the relationship. You have to work with this individual person who you are married with. Because one might be introvert, one might be extrovert. One might want to stay indoors a lot, one might want to go outdoors a lot. So you have to work together. You have to have the tolerance. You have to have the sabr. And you have to have the tahammul. And I always say to my youngsters that if there are any matters of sensitivities, then you don't discuss them on the social media. We are living in a virtual world. A short mood, slappy, short-tempered. We are living in a virtual world. Everything's on WhatsApp, Snapchat, and Instagram, and WhatsApp, whatever you say. You should not discuss your sensitivities on matters of concern on the social media. You sit down like a mature individual and you discuss your matter. The communication has got to be right from the beginning. Why? Because this is where the shaitan plays. This is where the shaitan creates the doubts. And this is where the shaitan will have his play, and this is where the gray area will begin to build. And one opinion I always say to my friends, that it's best that when you get married, when you get together, you sit down once a week or once a month and you plan it all out. This is my responsibility, this is your responsibility, I will take care of this, you will take care of that. In this area we will collaborate, we will do these things together. And you plan everything. And you underpin all this by namaz, dua and tawakkul ala Allah. You underpin all that. And say if you plan to have to buy a new house, you've planned to buy a new car or go on a holiday or go for a meal, and something else happens in your life. Your car's engine's packed in or your boiler's packed in. Then you have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important that you keep a positive mindset, because a negative mindset is very damaging for the marital life. Even if the thorn picks a believer, there is ajr and sawab in there. Even if a believer has fever and temperature, Allah Rabbul Alameen will wipe away the guna just like he wipes away the rust from the steel in the furnace. So my dear respected elders and youngsters, it is very, very important to maintain this relationship. And one more advice, that don't lose the respect of your parents. Their ihsan cannot be forgotten. Their upbringing cannot be forgotten. Keep them in your duas. Keep them in your mashwara. Keep them in your thinking. Keep them in your consultation. Keep them in your life. And one humble request to the parents I would like to make as well. That when you get your children married off, and when you see them off in this new journey, give them the duas they need. Give them the support they need. Give them the help they need. But do not interfere too much in their life. There is a level of confidentiality. There is a level of privacy. And inshallah ta'ala, if you do that, then Allah Rabbul Alameen will preserve the level of dignity. The families will be united. And inshallah, the level of dignity of the parents on the both sides will be protected as well, inshallah ta'ala. Finally, Shaykh Yunus, Shaykh Yunus Jaunpuri, nawwalallahu markadahu, he used to advise three things to the boy and the girl when they used to get married. Shaykh Yunus rahmatullahi alayhi, nawwalallahu markadahu wa barrada marjahu, was the Khalifa of Qutbul Aktab, the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi. And he used to mention that when a person is making ibadat, he's praying salah, you have to make niyat of that salah. If you're going to pray Jummah namaz today, you're going to make niyat for the Jummah salah. You're not going to make niyat for Asr or Maghrib, because your intention has got to be right. So similarly, Shaykh Yunus rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that when the boy and the girl are getting married, if they make these three intentions, and then they will get the ajr and sabab. Number one, the bride, Lina, I want you to make this niyat as well. And Ibrahim, Adnan, I want you to make this niyat as well. That you are getting married today because of ittiba'e sunnat. You are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am getting married today because I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if you don't make the niyat, the nikah still will be done. But inshallah, if you make this niyat, you will also get the sawab as well. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّةِ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. One who turns his face away from my sunnah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, he is not amongst us. So make this niyat. Number two, make the niyat tahsinul faraj. That we are getting married today because we are protecting our modesty and we are protecting our chastity. Hamari izzat ko, hamari honor ko, hum usko preserve karne ke liye hum nikah kar rahe hain. No more hanging around late at nights. No more shisha clubs. No more friend circle late at night. You come home to your family. And then when you have children, more responsibilities. So these things makes a person settle down. Because it protects you from the guna. And the third thing is taqseerun nasal. That you make niyyah that you are getting married, then Allah Rabbul Alameen in future He gives you pious offspring. And you need your children to survive you. They will read Yasin Sharif after you. They will make du'a-i maghfirat for you. They will make isale sawab for you. And they will help you in your old age. Tisri niyat ye kar leni chahiye ke taqseerun nasal. And Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullahi Alayh, he used to say that when the bride and groom makes these three niyats and these three intentions, the attendees and hazirin majlis and people who are listening on alternative devices and means, they should also make a niyyah as well, and they should give the dua to the bride and groom that Allah Rabbul Alameen put khair and barakah in their life, and Allah Rabbul Alameen give them pious offspring. So aap logo ko ye dua de deni chahiye dil ke andar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave lots and lots of duas when a person used to get married, when the sahabas used to get married. He used to give the dua, Allahumma subba alayhimur rizqa sabba. That, oh Allah Rabbul Alameen, shower the provisions, the risk on this couple. Because he's getting married now. He will need the money to buy the house. He will need the money to look after his wife. He will need the money to take her on holidays. He will need the money to buy her the purse. Is it the Louis Vuitton? Yeah, LV. And the shoes and all the branded things. So he will need that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the dua. The subba alayhimur risk asabba. Allah Ta'ala give them excessive risk. Allahumma subba alayhimul khayr asabba. For goodness, for khair, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the dua. And when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, when they got married, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he gave them the dua. Jama'allahu shamlakuma. Allah Ta'ala brings you both together with love, muhabbat and mercy and compassionate. Wa as'ada jaddakuma. Allah Rabbul Alameen give you a bright future. Allah Pak tumhare naseebon ko uncha kare. Wa akhraj minkuma kathiran tayyiba. And may Allah Rabbul Alameen give you lots and lots of pious children. This was the dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the most comprehensive dua and the jami' mana dua which we all give all the time, barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fi khayr. Inshallah we will give this dua after the nikah sunnah khulbah has been recited. So my dear respected friends and elders, these are the aims and objectives of becoming married. And inshallah, if we always keep the, when you get married, and if you keep the seerah and the sunnah in front of you at all times, Allah Rabbul Alameen will put plenty of khair and barakah in the marriage. As I say, marriage is like a triangle. The husband and wife are on each corner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the top. If they fulfill each other's rights and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the top. So we make dua that Allah Rabbul Alameen put plenty of khair and barakah into this marriage. And inshallah, we will now carry out the nikah khutbah. And I will ask Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib after that, inshallah, to supplicate and make the dua. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Imran. Yusuf Bhai. You took the permission? Mahre Fatim. MashaAllah, in this nikah there is Mahre Fatimi. Mahre Fatimi is that mahar
when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu got married to Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, he gave Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha the mahr he gave, it is called the Mahr Fatimi, which is 1,560 grams of silver. The value fluctuates on a day-to-day basis. So that is what Mahr Fatimi is. MashaAllah, it's very good. I always tell that when your daughters get married, tell them to request for Mahr Fatimi. And when you get your sons married off, tell them to pay the Mahr Fatimi. So MashaAllah, it is sunnah to practice upon that. I went to one nikah a few days ago, and it was Mahr Fatimi there. And actually the Mahr Fatimi was given in the silver bar, in silver. There was a piece of 1,000 grams, 500 grams, and 60 grams. Actually, instead of giving cash, he brought the silver and he gave it in silver like it was given at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, then you have practice on two sunnats, one on Mahr Fatimi and one actually giving the silver. So inshallah, we will try and put this into practice as well, inshallah. Yusuf bhai, you're the witness, Ibrahim bhai, Agarev, you're the Imran, you have taken the permission. You have Mahr Adakita, you have given the Mahr dinner. Nika Paredo, shall I carry out the Nika?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تزوجوا الولول الولود فإني مكاثر بكم الأمم يوم القيامة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أعظم النكاح بركة أيسره مؤونة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغض للبصر وأحسن للفرج ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم فإنه له وجاء وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال فمن لم يعمل بسنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Imran Patel, you are the representative of the girl Lina Shafiq. In the presence of the two witnesses, Yusuf Patel and Ibrahim Patel, do you have the authority to make nikah of Lina Shafiq in return of Mahr Fatimi, which has already been paid, her nikah to Ibrahim Adnan Patel?
Yes, I do.
Janab Ibrahim Adnan Patel, you nervous?
No.
Don't worry. Janab Ibrahim Adnan Patel, with the authority of the girl's representative, Yusuf Bhai and Ibrahim Bhai, and in this Muslim congregation, in return of Mahr Fatimi, which you have already paid her, do you accept Lina Shafiq in your nikah as your Islamic wedded wife.
Accept Nina Shafiq as my
Islamic. Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. We collectively give them the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give. All of you please read after me. Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. It means that Allah Rabbul Alameen give them plenty of khair and barakah. Allah Rabbul Alameen give them khair and barakah in everything what Allah Rabbul Alameen gives them in their life. And Allah Rabbul Alameen brings both of them together in goodness as well. There is a dua here for the dunya and the akhirah. What a beautiful dua. Nothing can beat this dua that's given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, we say congratulations and everything. Okay, that's in its place. But this dua is very important. All of you give this dua to the bride and the groom. Now I will request Hazrat Maulana Qasim sahab.
يا ودود يا ودود يا ذا الأرش المجيد يا مبدو يا مؤيد يا فعال لما يريد نسألك بنور وجهك الذي مال أركان رشك نسألك بقدرتك الذي قدرت بها على جميع خلقك نسألك برحمتك وسيد كل شيء لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا يا مقيس وقسنا يا مقيس وقسنا صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رحم الراحمين يا رحم الراحمين يا الله ہم نے اسم اعظم پڑھا ہے تیرے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا ہے کہ اسم اعظم میں اسم اعظم کے ذریعے سے جو دعا مانگی جاتی ہے وہ قبول کی جاتی ہے یا اللہ ہم یہ مانگتے ہیں کہ یہ جو ہونے والا رشتہ ہے اللہ اس میں خوب خیر و برکت نصیب فرما اے اللہ اس رشتے کو جنت میں باقی رکھنا یا رحم الرحمین یا رحم الرحمین آپ کی بے شمار نعمتیں ہیں ظاہری باطنی پیارے اللہ آپ نے آنکھیں دے کر روشنی دی آنکھوں میں دیکھنے کی طاقت نہ ہوتی پوری دنیا کی دولت خرچ کر نہیں لا سکتے تھے اے اللہ آج تک جو آنکھوں سے غلط دکھا معاف فرما دیجیے اللہ آج تک جو آنکھوں سے غلط دکھا اللہ معاف فرما دیجیے اللہ جتنی زندگی باقی ہے آنکھوں کا صحیح استعمال کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ان آنکھوں سے ماں باپ کو پیرنٹس کو محبت کی نظر سے دیکھ کر مقبول حج اور عمرے کا ثواب حاصل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ان آنکھوں سے قرآن کریم کی تلاوت نصیب فرما ان آنکھوں سے ان روشنی سے یا اللہ بیت اللہ کی بار بار زیارت نصیب فرما روضہ اقدس کی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بار بار زیارت نصیب فرما پیارے اللہ آپ نے زبان دے کر بولنے کی طاقت دی اس دنیا میں کتنے انسان ایسے ہیں جو بیچارہ نہیں بول سکتے ہیں کیونکہ اللہ جس کی زبان پر بیک لگا دے وہ انسان ایک لفظ نہیں بول سکتا ہے اے اللہ آج تک جو زبان کو غلط استعمال کیا غیبت میں چگلی میں ایک دوسرے کے دل کو دکھانے میں پیارے اللہ معاف فرما دیجئے اے اللہ جتنی زندگی باقی ہے زبان کو ذکر میں تلاوت میں استغفار میں درود پاک میں استعمال کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ایسا بول بولنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما جس سے دو توتے ہوئے دل آپس میں جڑ جائے جس سے بندہ آپ کی رحمت سے دور ہو جاتا ہے آپ کے غصے کا مستحق ہو جاتا ہے ایسا بول بولنے سے اللہ حفاظت فرما پیارے اللہ چلنے کے لیے دو سواری دی دو پیار دیے پیاروں میں چلنے کی طاقت نہ ہوتی پوری دنیا کی دولت کھڑ کر نہیں رہتے اے اللہ آج تک جو قدموں کو غلط استعمال کیا معاف فرما دیجیے جتنی زندگی باقی ہے قدم اٹھانے سے پہلے یہ سوچنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما کہ ہمارا قدم کا اٹھانا اللہ کے حکم کے مطابق اور رسول کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے طریقے میں ہے یا نہیں ایسا سوچنا نصیب فرما پیارے اللہ اس وقت ہم مبارک دین میں جمعہ کے دن اور مبارک گھر میں اے اللہ جمع ہوئے ہیں اور آپ کے سامنے ہاتھ اٹھائے ہیں اے اللہ اس میں پر کہ آپ کا ایک حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا امتی اے اللہ تیرے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت کو ادا کرنے کے لیے یہاں کے اوپر آیا ہوا ہے اے اللہ ہونے والے نکاح کے اندر خوب خیر و برکت نصیب فرما جو لڑکا ہے ادنا ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے بھی اللہ آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا اور جو لڑکی ہے اے اللہ ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے بھی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا اے اللہ جیسے آپ نے نیک بندی اور نیک بندیوں میں محبت ادا فرماتے ہیں اس طریقے سے محبت نصیب فرما اے اللہ نکاح کی نسبت سے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بھلائی کی لائیں کی جتنی دعائیں مانگی وہ ساری بھلائی عطا فرما اور نکاح کی نسبت سے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جن جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی ہے اے اللہ پناہ نصیب فرما اے اللہ نیک اولاد کے وجود کا ذریعہ فرما دونوں خاندانوں میں خوب کو محبت نصیب فرما دونوں کو ایک دوسرے کے حقوق ادا کرنے کی اللہ توفیق نصیب فرما یا رحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین اے اللہ ہماری اس دعا کو حضور پاک کے فضل میں صحابہ کرام کے طفیل میں اصحاب بدریین کے طفیل میں جتنے بھی آپ کے نیک بندے جہاں کہیں دنیا کے کونے میں ہے اے اللہ ان کے طفیل میں اے اللہ ہمارے فرمائی, دعا قبول فرما. اے اللہ قبول فرما, اے اللہ قبول فرما. صلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلق محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا یا مولانا انک انت التواب الرحیم. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین.